I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend, it's time to celebrate the outdoors in West Virginia. More on National Hunting and Fishing Day coming up right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
The fourth Saturday in September each year is designated as National Hunting and Fishing Day. It's set aside to celebrate the things we enjoy most, hunting, fishing, and the outdoors.
It is a national event. Everyone across the U.S. is doing their events the same weekend. But we, you know, we have a two-day event, which most states only have a one day, but we have 2 days where you can come and enjoy the activities, and we have a great event, and it's going to be large and a lot of people. We hope to come and check it out.
That's Krista Snodgrass, coordinator of the event for the West Virginia DNR. It's set for Saturday and Sunday at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park in Lewis County, and Krista explains it's a myriad of hands-on participatory demonstrations.
It's a celebration of hunting and fishing and all the outdoor events that take place. It's put on by, you know, the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources along with the West Virginia Wildlife Federation. So it's all those things that we like to do, and it gives people a hands-on atmosphere. Can do anything you would like to do. May not get a chance doing it any other place, but you can do it all in one place at one time.
And there are some fantastic national figures who will be on hand as well.
This year we're just really excited and having two of the greatest, people in the industry. We're going to have Tom Knapp, who is a shotgun exhibition shooter, and some of people may have recognized the name. He's been on television, and he's traveled around the U.S., and we're lucky to have him in West Virginia this year helping us celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Days. And along with that, we're going to have Byron Ferguson. Byron's been around a couple years at our event, but he's still a great person, does an great archery exhibition shoot, and you know, he's been on movies and television, and it's great to have him join us again this year at National Hunting Fishing Day.
Plus, one of the biggest events is the Youth Outdoors Challenge. Children can participate or compete in a variety of outdoor activities. Those who enter as a competition could also win several terrific prizes for their efforts, and you can register right there on site and participate at the various stations around the area. Hours are 9 to 6 Saturday, 9 to 5 Sunday. Admission $5 for adults and $1 for children. Under age 3 gets in free. We hope you see you there. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.